Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Dolores Handy. Hundreds of students, musicians, and colleagues gathered last night at the New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall to honor the life of Mary Lou Speaker Churchill. You can hear the renowned violinist in this recording playing Quatuor pour la fin du temps in 1993 for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Churchill was a mainstay at the BSO and a longtime violin teacher at the New England Conservatory. In November, she lost her seven-year battle with cancer and died at the age of 64. Reporter Caitlin Loves was at the memorial concert and has this story.
1 hour before showtime, the line into Jordan Hall stretched clear around the building. By curtain call, both the theater and a spillover room were packed to capacity. Patrons young and old turned out in droves to honor Mary Lou, as she's known to her students, and to share stories.
I think anybody who's been a Mary Lou student can hear her voice in their ear for the rest of their lives.
One of those students is Adam Feinstein.
It gets into your bloodstream. Well, it gets inside you.
Mariana Greenhill studied under Mary Lou for 6 years, from the age of 12.
She was just welcoming. She's always been a tour de force, in a way. And just motherly in the way that she gave.
Mariana is part of an all-female string quartet called Amaryllis. Mary Lou referred to them simply as her girls. Teacher Mary Lou opened her home to the girls and nearly 100 other students that lived there during their time at NEC. Mary Lou's husband, Mark Churchill, remembers that during the peak of her career, Mary Lou would teach for 8 to 10 hours each Saturday and then play a symphony with the BSO.
For Mary Lou, teaching was renewal. The more she taught, the more enlivened as she became. And she certainly poured her whole heart and soul into it. But it was almost like food for her. So she was never tired out by teaching.
Even after she was diagnosed with cancer, Mary Lou kept a full teaching schedule with 25 to 30 students. When she became too ill to leave her home, she held lessons in her bedroom. She taught propped up in an armchair until 1 month before she died.
She was always at her best when she was teaching, and that continued to be the case until the very end.
Last night at the concert, Mary Lou's girls of the Amaryllis Quartet joined up with another of her famous protégés, guest cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma first met Mary Lou at the BSO more than 25 years ago. The two string players developed a strong bond. Mary Lou also taught Yo-Yo Ma's daughter, Emily.
Somehow she was able to kind of get through, and just by demonstrating that she was there. She was rock solid for her all through her years of study with Mary Lou. And that, I think, Emily is so grateful for that time.
After the concert, Yo-Yo Ma recalled his daughter coming home with tiny hearts dotted across her sheet music. It was another reminder from Mary Lou to love each note she played.
Never was there one second of any time during the 25 years I've known her where she wasn't absolutely present in every moment of living is to make it count.
And if tear-stained but smiling faces in the crowd at the concert hall last night were any indication, Mary Lou Speaker Churchill achieved her mission. She made it count. For WBUR, I'm Caitlin Lobbs.